Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
If you serve your child dinner, your children dinner, or their meals on smaller plates, is it going to affect their appetite? Is it going to affect how much food that they eat if they're allowed to serve themselves and they have a big plate versus a small plate? Are your children more likely to serve themselves bigger portions, more vegetables, more fruits, those kinds of things? Well, we're going to find out. My guest is Dr. Jennifer Orlett-Fisher. She's Associate Professor of Public Health and a member on the Center for Obesity Research and Education at Temple University. So, Dr. Fisher, this study that you did, tell us about what the using larger plates and it, what it may cause children to do about serving themselves.
Sure. Hi, Melanie. Thanks for having me. Well, this is a study that involved 41 first grade students out in school, and we were actually there at school lunch when these kids were serving themselves on 8 different occasions, and on half of those occasions, we gave them larger plates, and on the other half, we gave them smaller plates and bowls to use. And we found that when they were serving themselves the larger plates, they served 90 calories more than with the smaller plates. And when we did our statistical analysis, it revealed that they ate about half of every additional calorie they served themselves. So we saw that when they were using larger plates, they were consuming more because they were serving more.
Wow, so they were consuming more. Now, if they were consuming more vegetables, maybe we wouldn't think that this was a big deal, but it was probably the mac and cheese and other things, correct?
Well, that's right. And, you know, one of the interesting aspects when we looked at each individual food, we saw that when kids were using larger plates, they were serving large portions of the main entrees, which were either chicken nuggets or penne pasta. They were serving a little bit more of the fruit side dish, which was applesauce, but they did not serve more of the vegetables. So you're right in that what we saw is that when kids had larger plates, they were serving additional calories from more energy-dense foods.
So really, this is, I mean, it's pretty important, and it's something we've heard about for years, Dr. Fisher, about this particular, you know, I think Weight Watchers started it years ago, eat on a smaller plate, because it makes the food look larger.
That's right. And, you know, this is actually, believe it or not, it's one of the first times that we've had data on young children. We know that kids are very different types of eaters than adults, and in fact, I think many of your listeners might be surprised that when we study kids and adults together, kids are actually usually more often more in touch with their hunger and fullness cues than adults are. And so in this study, you know, we were really trying to understand, does this have any effect on kids? And I think what's interesting about the findings is that something is kind of innocuous and straightforward as the size of a plate can influence how much is enough for these young kids when they're serving themselves in a way that really has nothing to do with whether they're hungry or full.
Okay, I mean, because kids do have such a good sense of their own hunger, and they kind of lose that as you become older and smells affect you and ads and things and, you know, everything gets involved. What do you want the main takeaway message to be? I mean, if we're trying to combat childhood obesity, you work at the Childhood Obesity Center. You know, we see this all around. So if parents are going to start serving their children, Dr. Fisher, on smaller plates, do you advocate kind of the whole family do it? Is this a sort of a family affair? Now we should start all kind of looking to those smaller plates?
Well, that's a good question. First, I mean, I think it's really important. Everyone who studies obesity knows that it's incredibly complex, and we don't really believe that there's a single cause or a solution. So I think that's kind of an important message. But I think in terms of what's going on in families, there are other pieces of research that says adults actually will serve more and eat more when they're using larger bowls and plates. So this is not an effect that's limited to kids. And we all think of We focus a lot on the choices. Do we have self-control around eating? You know, we have free will to select what we want, what we don't want. But studies like this and the work in adults suggest that, you know, there are very subtle cues every time we sit down to eat that are influencing our eating that we might not be particularly aware of. So I think that, yeah, I mean, it might be a good idea for everybody in the family to think about using smaller plates. And there's actually been some other studies on the size of glassware showing that when you use a smaller glass, you're definitely going to serve yourself less and consume less than if you had taken a larger glass out of the cupboard, even if you're not completely aware that you're doing it.
Now, as an expert on childhood obesity, you were speaking of cues, and you were saying there are certain cues when we sit down to a meal. Give the parents some of those cues to watch out for, whether it's in themselves or in their children, that could possibly spot a lack of control or the willpower kind of melting away.
Yeah, well, that's when we talk about cues, we're really talking about the sort of internal sensations that we all have that tell us, you know, whether we're really interested in eating or whether we're full. And most of the work that's been done in kids suggests that kids, on average, really possess an ability to self-regulate their energy intake, at least over the short term, by being responsive to how many calories are in the foods that they're consuming. Now, they're not calculating this in their heads, but their bodies are responding, and they're much better at the meal in terms of how they're regulating their eating than adults appear to be. But what we know that is also happening is kids get older. They're much more interactive in their environments, and they're much more affected by their environment. So some of the things that we tend to see that can influence, kind of derail kids from paying attention to those cues are things like being served large portion sizes. We know that even though in studies where we've had kids in the lab where they don't finish smaller portion sizes, when we offer larger portion sizes, they tend to consume more, and it would suggest that it's promoting excessive energy intake. There are other studies that show that kids overconsume at meals when we serve very energy-dense or energy-rich foods. So I think those are the kinds of cues in the environment that we know can derail kids. And, of course, as parents, some of the things that we say to kids can also make those internal cues maybe less salient, like when we say, oh, you know, finish your vegetables or finish, you know, what's on your plate before you leave. Certainly we know those sorts of things can draw kids' attention to, you know, away from how their body's feeling.
Now, you know, Dr. Fisher, I feel I'm a very lucky mom because my kids eat very healthy and have since they were born because I involve them in everything. I involve them in the gardening and the cooking, the weeding they don't love, but they get involved in everything from start to finish. And as a result, they'll eat kale and really anything that I want. And I'm happy about that. But give your last best advice to the parents out there who have kids that are picky eaters and the plate size. Put it all together for them and see if you can give them your best advice. It's got about 30-40 seconds here.
All right. Well, in terms of plate size, we know that plate size appears to be important for keeping portion sizes and appetites in check. It's a different issue than what we do about picky eaters. And I would say the two best words of advice from the research on picky eaters are probably the most important thing is don't give up. We know that many kids just require a lot of experiences with food before they learn to accept them. And the second thing is do exactly what you said you're doing, which is to get kids involved. And instead of to set it up kids against food, really get kids excited about eating in a way that makes them feel like the healthy choices are choices that they're making.
That is great advice. And turn off the TV at dinner, listeners, you know, because that's another sort of external thing that keeps people from concentrating on the meal and each other. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.